What I like most about counselling is getting to know our students and being able to journey with them, being trusted with their stories, their inner thoughts and feelings. Hi, I'm Justin Singh. I'm a school counsellor at Holy Innocents High School, and I've been doing this for about 5 years. I try to come from a place not of giving advice, but I see my role more as firstly kind of like creating an environment where they feel safe, listened to and understood, and then from there like facilitating a conversation with them where hopefully they get different perspectives of their issue, hopefully they feel empowered enough to want to face certain challenges or make certain changes to cope better.
But do you think those friends, those classmates can
Sometimes there can be some misconceptions about the counselling process that makes our job as counsellors challenging sometimes. So for example, where some might expect counselling to be a quick fix for problems, but actually it takes time to build rapport with a student and work on certain issues. There can be a misconception that counselling is only for troubled students or weak students, and that can really turn students away from seeking help when they need to. So that's a challenge that we face. And I mean, I personally believe that all students can benefit from having a space to talk things out, understand themselves better, get different perspectives. So that's something we try to encourage, that help seeking is a strength and not a weakness, but it takes time to build a positive help seeking culture. Our job can get tiring as well, physically, but also emotionally. So I find it quite important to like know my limits as a counselor and also intentionally spend time with myself to reflect, recharge.
What is this handball? Hey, don't violence here, no? Yes, nice one.
A big part of counselling is also being able to empathise and placing ourselves in their shoes, but I think there are certain lines you have to draw, because if you get too affected all the time, then it's really difficult to work with many students who have different issues as well. For me, what's important is that at the start of the counselling relationship with the student, I'll be as transparent as possible and then share with them what confidentiality is, and that most of the stuff we talk about can remain confidential, but where certain things are involving their safety, their well-being, their health, then those things I might need to talk to other people about that.
Hello, afternoon. Hi, sorry to disturb you. My name is Justin. I'm the school counselor at Holy Innocents. Yeah, sir, do you have 5 minutes to talk about your child? Thank you. Yeah, so just wanted to check in because we noticed that your child recently has been a bit stressed in class.
Hey, Gary. Sorry to disturb you. Can I update you about case? Yeah, so that was the case that we talked about. We just made a home visit.
Yep.
So we discussed with the family, we're trying to get the child back to school.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll update you. Can I update you more soon?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We do feel frustrated sometimes when we feel like we're not making headway, or when a student is not opening up. Something that I find helps is taking a step back and knowing our limits as a counsellor as well, that we aren't here to solve all the problems, or we aren't here to do some magic cure or anything like that, but that it takes time, and hopefully we are kind of like helping them make some small steps right now, but we will see the big change maybe a few years down the road or when they graduate and so on.
That's great. Okay, y'all go in there.